This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp.
You mentioned briefly the new recordings. Can you tell us a little bit more info? Like, when can we expect new stuff?
Look, if I knew that, I'd tell you. But yeah, I don't know. We're just it's just a lot of ideas going around at the moment. I haven't really been that inspired, I guess, in the last couple of years. As far as writing's concerned, I've just been doing a lot of touring and a lot of performing, and which has been great. And I've been having a good time, and you know, the band, and we've been working pretty hard, and I've been doing a lot of stuff away from the band as well. So all of that's been good, but I've had to just take some time and just relax a bit. And like summer's over, never even came.
I know. Yeah,
last summer I watched The Ashes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, which is something I haven't been able to do for a while. You know, just watch all The Ashes and just take it easy. You know, so I've been. I've been finding that I've been writing a lot more songs and coming up with a lot more ideas. And so, I don't know. We'll wait and see.
So
I don't really like it. You know, it's weird. You know, I can like something on the night that I write it and then play it the next day or get the band around to rehearse it. It's strange. It might not be that good, you know. you just never know. So, again, if you dig it, if you like it, you like it.
Exactly.
You know.
So do you, in terms of songwriting, do you wait for that inspiration to come, or do you say, right, I'm going to set aside this time to work on some songs, or do you just wait for it to come to you?
Yeah, I let it come pretty much. Yeah, I think I'm the type of person, if I try to push something or if I'm pushed, it doesn't really work. You know, I kind of just got to let things happen. And when they happen, you know, you got to capitalize and you got to work at it. I'm not trying to make it sound like it. It all just comes because it doesn't. Inspiration can come and then you can work, you know, but I don't know what to do to get inspiration, if you know what I mean. There are people, there are great artists and great writers that have their way and they need their particular, they need that room of the house or they need, you know, this particular whatever, that chair or...
Yeah.
And that's great. But for me, it's never really been like that, you know. Yeah. It can sort of come anywhere, you know. At any time, and my hardest thing is just remembering it, because I'll be on a tram or I'll be somewhere, or even at home sitting watching the telly, and then I'll come up with something and it's great, and then I'll keep watching the telly and and then I'll forget what I've just done, you know.
So you need a little pad and pen.
Well, yeah.
At all times.
I've been told this, yeah.
If we see you scribbling away on the tram, then we'll know what you're up to.
Yeah, I'm that guy. Riding on the tram. Yeah.
Something pretty exciting happened the other week. One of your tracks made it onto the iPod that Julia Gillard handed over to Obama.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? That's pretty exciting.
Well, yeah, it's exciting. It's pretty weird. It's bizarre, you know. Like, it's great, you know, but... I don't know, it's strange. It's one of those things when you're a teenager playing funny punk songs with your mates, you know, and you're thinking about making it or becoming a rock and roller or making a living from it, you don't really imagine your record getting passed on to, I don't know, heads of state, you know.
It's pretty full on.
It is full on, you know. It was a bit a bit strange, but very cool. Very cool. Yeah.
You know what I can't get over, though? That John Farnham missed the cut. How did he miss the cut?
Farnsie, I just assumed that he was on there.
You're the voice. You think that would be like track number one.
Well, they should have the whole Whispering Jack record on there.
Exactly.
The entire record.
Exactly.
I think they put on Barnsey's soul album.
Oh, really? The whole album?
Yeah, I think they put the whole record on there, yeah.
Farnsie should feel so robbed about this. This is just...
Well, there's nothing wrong with Barnsley, but look, if Barnsley's on there, where's Farnsley?
Exactly. You know, there's no Barnsley without Farnsley. Come on.
Well, if Barnsley's got a whole album on there, then Farnsley can get one track, surely. Well,
they could have even stuck the duet that Farnsley and Barnsley did.
what was that one?
When Something Is Wrong With My Baby. Oh, I'm a big John Farnham fan here, so I do know his entire back catalogue. But, I mean, come on. What is with that, Jules?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, someone was putting that together. I got to say, though, my father owns a house, and I used to live there for a while when I was still in school in Altona.
Oh, yeah, good old Altona.
Good old the Tone,
yeah,
in Melbourne's western suburbs. And I actually used to walk past Julia Gillard's house every day on the way to and from school, or to and from the train station,
yeah,
to get to school in Footscray.
So you knew where she lived.
Well, yeah, yeah. And
you didn't pop your CD in the letterbox, did you, the week before the iPod thing?
No, I didn't, no. But, yeah, that would have been a good idea, but it worked out well anyway. So I don't know whether something happened back in the Altona days. This was before she was Prime Minister, of course. But, but yeah, look, it's funny, and it's cool. And, you know, you can understand that some people might be a bit cynical, but they haven't got a song on it, you know.
Exactly.
So
yeah, I've seen some angry tweets from Farnsie. Nah.
Farnsie Tweeter. The Twitter is one of my... I can't stand Twitter.
Yeah, it's a bit of a... I have a Twitter, but I do it more just to follow people and sort of get the goss on what's happening with other people rather than share my own...
I think it's just...
thoughts. It's pretty hard work to maintain a Twitter account, I think.
Well, yeah, look, we got something on our website where people can Twitter in and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And no one replies pretending they're me. It's not like that or anything.
Oh,
know?
Okay.
Someone replies just saying, you know,
that, come to this
that they're our mate or something like that.
And oh, okay, yeah.
I don't like it. I don't think Twitter is useful in any way. I think it's just another way for people to talk shit.
Exactly, yeah. A bit of a time waster, isn't it?
Oh, it's just ridiculous. Twitter and leaf blowers. I think they're my...
I've never heard of leaf blowers.
Leaf blowers are the worst invention in history, like actual leaf blowers.
Oh, I thought you meant there was a new application called leaf blowers. No. I was like, what is this? I haven't heard about it.
No.
Oh, yeah, no. Leaf blowers are
just
a waste of time.
Leaf blowers in general. Yeah. Where I live, everyone's extremely lazy, so they've never heard of a broom and a rake before. So yesterday I actually had three different leaf blowers going off at different times throughout the day. So one would finish on one side of my house, another one would start. It was like tag team. Anyway, that's my vent. Twitter and bloody leaf
Twitter
blowers.
Twitter and leaf blowers. Yeah. Your most hated list. Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.